Hello, Mick.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
Good. If I called and then it appeared to have hung up, it was not connecting with my phone, so I apologize if that was, like, I had to call a couple times before it connected.
Oh, I thought you were just being mean to us.
Yes, because that,
Because
yeah, I have all the time
that's
in the
your
world.
MO.
Actually, that would technically be my MO, but not today. No.
No, you would never be. By the way, thank you so much for all those beautiful diamonds in our case. Thank you very
Oh,
much.
you're very welcome. I'm hopefully you sell them all, and we never see them back again for trade or anything, and you guys make $1 million
That
off
would
of
be
them.
fantastic.
Yeah.
Although I think we're still waiting on some displays or something.
Yes,
We put
they're.
them on displays, but I think we're still waiting for your displays.
We 100% are. That's out of
Perfect.
our hands, unfortunately. So, but I
Why?
do, because even though I'm not involved with it, somehow
Yes.
I used to be the finished jewelry director, so I used to
Oh.
order displays for our earrings and
Right.
whatnot. So, long story
Nice.
short, I always get a copy of the invoice or
There
the
you go.
emails, and I'm like, well, I can confidently say that they have been ordered. I just don't know when they're
There you
coming in.
go. Excellent. And no worries. It's
Oh.
no worries. We're about to hit the slower season, so
Gotcha. All right.
hopefully that'll help us beat things up with some new diamond sales. We're
I love
excited.
it. I love it. By chance, is Megan available?
Yes. Hold on. Let me transfer you up.
Awesome. You're the best. Thank you.
Thank you for calling William Jeffries Fine Diamonds and Jewelry. As a member of IJO, the Independent Jewelers Organization, we travel to Antwerp 2 to 3 times a year to hand select the perfect diamond just for you. When we come back to the phone, just ask us about it. Thank you, and please hold.
Hey, Mick. Hello.
Hello again.
So yeah, I'm going through. There's a couple invoices that I need to speak with Stacy about for the earrings. Not a big deal. But while I was
Okay.
looking at that, I noticed that there's two invoices. One is for that QR diamond.
Yep, I just because I was holding on to that until all this shook out. So
Okay.
that just got to her on Thursday or Friday.
No troubles, because honestly, I don't want her to trouble herself with it until we get the trade-in, which I'm assuming is upstairs. So there's
Okay.
one other diamond that is, again, I don't want to do a clerical mistake that's going to irritate you or Jeff. All right. So
Okay.
I know that one of those rare and forevers that you sent back needs to be applied to the QR. My question to you is that at the end of May, there was a 90-point pear shape that was sold. Are one of those diamonds? Do we need to use one of the trade-in diamonds to apply to that particular invoice?
Do we have enough to do that?
Well, here's the deal is, and I'm pretty sure I'm, you know what? Here, you hold. Your call is very important to us. I learned that from Jeff. One, I believe that I never took that particular thing into account.
Okay.
So when I sent, oh wait, I sent 10, you guys sent us 11 diamonds. I sent you 10 in return. We did factor in one of those diamonds. So that leaves me in a quandary of one of two options. I either just pull the trigger and 30 days from now a new invoice for one of those diamonds comes due,
Okay.
or we just find out the closest dollar amount for one of those, what do you call it, for one of the diamonds being traded back. And we ask for one of the diamonds that's sitting in your case back, which would technically leave you a blank spot in the display. My intention was not to add to you guys. It was genuinely to do as best of a compare, a side by side as we could.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, of course. Yes. Yes. Find 90. Yes. 90-point pair cut IVS2.
Yeah. So as an example, that one nets out at $2,092.50. in my line of vision, I see a 121 FI1 for $2,238.50. So in my mind, I'd be like, okay, send that. Or, you know, or actually, no, you got to upgrade. So backwards, reverse that. I've got a one carat FVS2 for $2,075 that if you send it back, the remaining balance would be like $18. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
I just want to, before they go and apply everything, I want to tell them accurately, okay, this is how we want to apply those.
Right, sure. Yeah, absolutely. What was the F?
Oh, that was a 1 carat even, 1.00, F as in Frank, SI2, that's in your case.
Do you have the stock number for that?
P331087.
Okay. FSI2, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You clearly said that, and I clearly heard and was looking for something entirely different. Okay.
And this was done a couple weeks ago. I may have already had done this, and I'm just confusing things more, which I do have a habit of doing.
No. Let me see how that fits in our pricing. Yeah, let me look at it real quick, and I just want to see. I'm trying to look at things better the way that Sam was talking about.
Yes.
Looking at price points as opposed to sizes.
Totally agree with that, yes.
Yeah, that's just a different way of thinking for me. So let me look at it for a minute and just make sure that's not going to mess with one of our little size groupings.
Yep.
And I will give you a call back.
And then I'm going to be away from my desk in about 15 minutes, but what I'm also going to do is look at those two diamonds and see if I've already accounted for them.
Okay.
Like, again, I kind of panicked because I already pulled the trigger on everything, which I can always reverse. It's not the biggest deal.
Right.
But I just don't want to I want to make this as easy as possible, not complicate the damn situation.
Right. No, I totally get it. I get it. Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. Not a big deal. Okay. All right. So, yeah, let me look at it and make sure that we're okay. And, yeah, it should be fine.
Okay.
I'll give you a call back in a bit.
Sounds great.